Do you know what? My sister Lisa lives in LA.
Yeah.
And you know that already, but people listening might not. But and not that it's that exciting for them, but more of the painting the picture. My sister went to see John Carpenter play live this week.
Oh my gosh.
And said it was amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Very, I love him.
Very jealous.
Well, last year we did The Thing, which is another John Carpenter movie, and that was a 4D experience. We had like a real live wolf and like crazy goopy alien creatures, lots of things.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing about the Hollywood Avondale, the Hollywood cinema, is you do, it's not just going to the movies. It's always 4D in a way. There's, because, you know,
yeah,
these days, you know, people, I don't know, people don't, I sound like an old man, but people don't know how to go to the movies properly.
Yeah.
Know? I'm shushing people left, right and center at the movies, tell them to get off their phone. So you go to Hollywood, you know how to go to the movies.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's in the 4D sense, it's the heart and soul of the Hollywood that makes it really special.
Thank you for finishing my sentence properly.
That's what it is for me. Yeah.
And it's, you know, every now and again you have a premiere for an appropriate movie, but one of the things people love about the Hollywood is obviously that you show cult movies and you kind of never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. yeah, the program's very feelings based, so it's kind of like, what should we play? And then it just happens, it comes together.
Oh my goodness, I just realized you had your 24-hour marathon on the day after Halloween.
Yeah, I know.
How many of those hours did you have to work?
24? Nah, I took a 2-hour break.
Serious?
yeah, and I watched a couple of movies.
Oh my goodness, yeah,
it was grueling. It was hard. We were understaffed, so I ended up missing out on my proper sleep. But Matt and Ant stay awake the whole time, every time.
Wow.
But they also don't work the candy bar. They watch all the movies.
So,
yeah.
There's the Timpson brothers.
They're allowed.
A lot of people listening would have been to the Incredibly Strange Film Festival back in the day, and, you know, the spirit lives on at the Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so what sort of films were showing at the... Can you remember any of the films that showed at the 24-hour?
I can remember, but I can't tell you, Matthew. It's a secret.
Oh, okay. So
it's top secret.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
Sorry.
But it's all pretty exciting and pretty rare. Ant and Matt, the Timpson brothers, program it together. And it's every time. I don't even know how to find all the movies because they've done it 26 times.
Wow.
So whatever, like 12 times 26 is.
Well, somewhere...
there's a lot of films.
Somewhere in the amazing depths of the Hollywood cinema, there are like thousands, would you say thousands of reels of films? Hundreds at least?
Yeah, something like that.
And so every time I talk to Matt, who owns the Hollywood, and I say, oh, you know, I'd love to see this film, he's like... You could see him scanning this catalogue in his brain. He goes,
Yeah,
I've got a print of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a good print of
that. He's amazing. He's like a little knowledge vault.
yeah. But you're celebrating 110 years. Obviously.
We are.
You probably feel like you've been there for 110 years yourself with 24-hour work loads like that. But,
yeah.
tell us about the start of the Hollywood and how you came to be there.
Yeah, so it's literally been operating as a cinema for at least 110 years. It started off as the Avondale Town Hall, which is the little community hall that's right next to the Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built the cinema as we know it in 1915, which was 110 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And Ant... No, not Ant. Everyone thinks Ant, but actually Matt, the younger brother, bought the Hollywood 10 years ago. So it's kind of two birthdays. It's the 110th and the 10th.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a really magical treat that Matt managed to get it because he's basically saved its life.
Yeah.
To put it simply.
Well,
so we're lucky.
In many ways. And how long have you been there for?
I've sort of been there the whole time because I'm a friend of their family. I nannied all their kids and whatnot. So I sort of started just helping out here and there and basically watching movies and going to gigs and enjoying it.
You're the general manager.
And now I'm the manager. Yeah.
Yeah.
so, like, maybe I think it's about 5 years. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's such a good thing, and you know, you guys work so hard, and I think people have no idea what goes into making it work there. But it's such a joyous place. I think Auckland would be some kind of bullshit without it. So we're very lucky.
Yeah, when we're finding it a bit rough and tough, we remind each other that we're in the business of making people happy, and that's
yeah.
That's
there's nothing
great.
More depressing than working hard to make other people happy. Honestly. It ruins your life.
Nah, it's good. Yeah, and we've had some of the best times ever there, like having music concerts through as well.
Like it's a great venue.
A huge highlight, and people getting married, fundraisers, everything.
What do you reckon?
Elijah Wood, he came last week, you know.
Oh, nice. Well, he just came to watch
he
a movie.
He just came to visit.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing about that film, that you didn't, like, Tarantino swing by and
yeah it's cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny when the because we put a video up of Elijah Wood at the Hollywood, because he was sort of talking about the marathon for Ant, because Ant's directed Elijah in a couple of films.
Yeah.
Ant's also a movie director. Yeah, and I got a lot of phone calls and emails saying, like, can Elijah do this, can Elijah do that, is he gonna be there, like all these things. It was funny. Yeah.
You're like, the ship has sailed.
He's
so
gone.
He was only special for us. Oh, that's so cool. What? And yeah. So, 110 years, what are you doing to celebrate? You got five killer movies. Who chose the movies?
So we just thought, it's our birthday, what should we do? And we were just like, let's play a week of fan faves, 35mm presentations as well, because that's another thing that's special about the Hollywood, is we have a fully operational 35 projection capability.
Yeah.
So that's basically exclusive to the Hollywood in New Zealand.
It's a movie theatre.
Yeah, it's really cool. And 35mm just is superior. It looks and sounds better, and it's just cool.
It's very cool.
You know? Someone's up there in the booth, like, spinning reels for our enjoyment. So five films we picked. We had to do Rocky Horror, obviously, because that's like a huge part of the Hollywood history.
We'll start with this Thursday, which is...
Okay.
We'll go in chronological order. So
nice.
It starts this Thursday, runs through to Sunday. So we've got True Romance on Thursday.
We've got True Romance. That's an exciting one.
Yeah.
It's got Patricia Arquette and Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Have you seen it before, Matthew?
I have, not for a while.
Yeah. You can always rewatch things if you've seen it. Don't worry.
Don't you worry. When I say not for a while, I always think it's... I love watching things again.
Yeah. And you'll always remember parts of it that you've forgotten, and I don't know.
Totally. I went to see One Battle After Another twice at the movies.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
Loved it.
Yeah.
So the Rocky Horror Picture Show is very special at the Hollywood as well.
It is.
You don't do that by halves there.
No. So even you've been there.
Like, I have. On stage as...
shadow casting.
Probably Meatloaf, I think, yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. I think I got you to come with like 8 hours notice, maybe. You brought like a full crew of Rocky Horror shadow casters.
And learnt the time warp in even less than 8 hours.
Yeah, and taught a whole cinema full of to do the time warp. So they used to play weekly. We're doing that. It's the 50th anniversary of the Rocky Horror this year too. I actually asked Richard O'Brien if he wanted to come, and he said no. He's too old. He's 82.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been before.
Well, he'll be in the room in spirit. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So come to that, and it's selling fast. So book online, please.
Have you ever showed the sequel?
No. I didn't even know there was one.
There is. It's called Shock Treatment.
Oh, my God. We should.
Pretty sure it's Richard O'Brien as well.
Yeah.
Shout out. Give us a text if you've seen Shock Treatment. And if you think they should screen it at the Hollywood.
Yeah.
We get five texts.
Yeah.
That equals 500 people.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can screen it.
I love it.
And then on Saturday. Oh.
Yeah, Fern Gully
for the kids.
The Last
and the
Rainforest.
Big kids.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite films from childhood.
Yeah.
And it holds up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And also, animation just looks so good on the big screen, especially in 35. It's awesome. And it's got Robin Williams in it as Batty.
Oh, really?
Do you remember Batty?
Yeah,
he's
okay,
a cute little bat
that's I've seen it.
The fairy's best friend, and he's so funny.
Oh,
his poor sweetheart. He bashed his head against a tree, so he struggles a little bit. He's very sweet.
Is Ferngully essentially the prototype for Avatar, or am I imagining that?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's right. Cool. It's PG.
Love a PG.
So that's bring the whole fam.
So that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon this Saturday, and then on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Or evening. This is a good one.
Starship Troopers.
This is an interesting one that wasn't a cult classic when it arrived. Everyone thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
And then over the years, people have been like, this is an amazing movie.
Yeah, it is. It's entertainment from woe to go. And it's got a really cool cast and great one-liners. Like, it ain't boring. It ain't boring. And it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It is silly. But, I mean, we all need time to be silly and chuckle.
Right. Be silly and chuckle.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my heart.
You should.
And then you'll notice the songs I've been playing in the background. Very Donnie Darko coded.
I love this.
So this is Donnie Darko is the closing film of the 110th anniversary special.
Yeah.
This Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Donnie Darko, haven't seen that for too long too.
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, I loved this song. I discovered through Donnie Darko. Like, I think as a teenager, you discover a lot of music and bands and by watching films.
Another movie or a TV show tried to use this. And it's like the other, and I watched something the other day, I can't remember what it was in, and I was like, you cannot use this. This is from Donnie Darko.
I know. Well, that was my problem with One Bell After Another as well. I felt like some of the songs have been overused in other films.
Thankfully, I can't remember what songs they used. Anyway. okay, and so people can go, if they want to find out more and, and buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Perhaps the name of your website.
Yeah, you can head to Instagram, which is Hollywood Avondale, at Hollywood Avondale. Same as Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The website is hollywoodavondale.nz. But yeah, we basically just want to see you. Like, we really want to celebrate with you. Like, a ticket and a popcorn at the candy bar goes a really long way to keep us going. Like, we need the buddies. We need the bums on seats.
Yeah. Nothing like going to the movies.
Yeah, and if you come and buy a ticket, you're going to go in the draw to win really cool Hollywood merch.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. And maybe a birthday cake, which I haven't organised yet, but I think that's a good idea.
You go in the draw to
it's
win a birthday cake?
On the to-do list,
Or there might be a birthday cake.
No, you could go on the draw to win a birthday cake.
Interesting.
Don't you reckon that's awesome?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I do. I'd like a bit. Yeah, I'd like
Now I have to do it because I've said it on air. Come hang, come support independent cinema.
Well, we love what you do.
Let's keep it going another 110 years.
Yeah.
And there's something in that little list of five for everyone. So
I agree.
Yeah, you can totally choose something and be happy.
You know what? I could pretty happily just sit there from Ferngully through to Starship Troopers, and I'm just that kind of guy. Those two things in my heart, I reckon.
Yeah, a couple of the diehards are like, lol, like that double feature, but
yeah,
there for it.
It's the Grindhouse double feature of 2025.
Yeah.
It's the, no, what is it? Barbenheimer?
Yeah, it's the Barbenheimer of 2025.
Friendship Troopers. Friendship Troop Gully. Love you, Billy. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And I guess...
See you soon.
See you there.
Yeah, groovy.
All right.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.